Hello.
You're on.
It's good to be on. And it's good to be here. I'm on hospice, so give me a break if things aren't perfect. But I want to thank everyone for being here. I'm very happy to have Herman and Anna with us, my brother and sister-in-law, and it's good to see each and every one of you. Good to see Doug and Jake. And Doug used to minister in the church. It's been a few months ago, maybe years. You guys gonna get the ring out, or is that the best we can do? I don't wanna sound any more awkward than I do. I wanna speak this morning on a set of three ladies. And this is in the New Testament in Luke and the book of John. And in the book of Luke, we're gonna look at Luke 4:38 through 44. That may be 41. Debbie wrote it down, so it's in nice writing. But the Word of God says, and he arose out of the synagogue. Oh, by the way, you may get a short sermon. That's not my idea. I'd go a long time. And he arose out of the synagogue and enter into the Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with the great fever, and they besought him for her. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever. And left her, and immediately she arose and ministered to them. Now, when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and they were healed. And the devils and healed them, and the devils also came out of many, crying, saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And saying, Thou art the Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, and the devils also coming out of them. And the devils came out, many crying, saying, Thou art the Christ, And he rebuking them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. And when it was day, he departed and went into a desert place, and the people sought him, and he came unto them and stayed them, that he should not depart from them. And he said unto them, I must preach the kingdom of God to the other cities also, therefore I am sent. And he preached in the synagogues of Galilee. I want to make comment on Peter's mother. I want us to know that she was very sick with the fever that Doug told me the other day, that when he gets a fever, he has to pretty much, it's rough on him. It's a tough time. And a lot of people are that way, and evidently Peter's mother was one of them. She was very, very sick. In bed. She was, a lot of times we get sick and we go. We do what we can. But there are some sicknesses that put us down, put us in bed, put us in a bad situation. And Peter's mother, not able to do what she did every day, was a big deal and difficult for her. But when Jesus came, something about Jesus coming to us, something about he's with us, but then there's that special time where he comes in a special way, in a powerful way. And this time Jesus came. I read something this week that was Jesus, we need you to come quickly. Jesus, we need you to come. And that was regarding Lazarus, which we'll read about next. But in this situation, when Jesus came, Peter's mother was prayed for and got up out of the bed. And when she got up out of the bed, this excites me, being in this wheelchair and, you know, facing a different time than I've ever faced in my life. I've been healthy. I only went to the doctor to make the doctor happy, not me. And I did that every now and again, but I did that rarely because I didn't want the doctor to get too happy. But when Jesus came and prayed for Peter's mother-in-law, she got up and she went to work doing the things that she normally did. So I think that's amazing when you have a visitor like Jesus, that changes the whole situation. And this lady got up. I've been having a lot of good food lately. People have brought, matter of fact, we've had mainly soup, except for the tamale pie that Jan brought. That was good. And so I'm thankful for the good food. And Peter's mother-in-law probably made a good, you know, good recipes and blessed the household. I want to turn to John. John 11:21-44. Now my reading is scratchy. I'm going to ask Doug, I don't know what version you've got up. I've got up New King James.
Okay.
If you could do.
Tell me the verses again.
21 through 44.
Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, who has come into the world." And when she had said these things, she went her way and secretly called Mary, her sister, saying, "The teacher has come and is calling for you." As soon as she heard that, she rose quickly and came to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the town, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house and comforting her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, followed her, saying, "She is going to the tomb to weep there." Then when Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Therefore, when Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who came with her weeping, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And he said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, who opened the eyes of the blind, also have kept this man from dying?" Then Jesus, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time there is a stench, for he has been dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the glory of God?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead man was laying. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the people who are standing by, I said this, that they may believe that you sent me." Now when he had said these things, he cried with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And he who had died came out, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Loose him and let him go."
Thank you. Going back to verse 21, Jesus stayed in the home of this two sisters and a brother. many times. They were very familiar with each other, and Mary, it seemed, owned the house, and her brother and sister lived with her. And it may have been that her husband was a bit older and that he had passed away, and it gave Jesus a place to stay. But Martha met Jesus first, and she had the same response to Jesus as Mary. First Martha, that, Lord, my brother would not have died if you'd been here. You would have healed him. And it was absolute, no doubt, if my brother had been here, you would have healed him, and he would have still be alive. But Jesus said, your brother will live again. And then Martha said, yeah, I know down the line he'll be alive. I know that, you know, there'll be a place for him in heaven. But Jesus said, I am the resurrection. I am the life now as well as down the road. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? And she said, yea, I. She said unto him, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, and that thou shalt, which should come to the earth. She had a great faith in who Jesus was. Jesus was the Son of God, and she had all of that confidence in Christ. You are the Son of God. You are the one that gives us life after we die. So there was no doubt. There was no doubt in her heart. She came and called Mary, her sister, secretly saying, the Master is come and calleth for thee. So Jesus ministered to Martha, and then Martha wanted her sister also to be uplifted by Jesus. The Master has come and called for thee. And as soon as she heard, she arose and quickly came to him. Now, Jesus was not yet come unto the town, but it was that place where Martha met him. And the Jews which were with her in the house and comfort her when they saw Mary that rose hastily and followed her, saying, she goeth to the grave to weep there. And then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down, saying, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. She had the same confidence, the same hope that if Jesus had, or that if Jesus was there. Now, we have to remember, Jesus waited. Jesus waited for Lazarus to die and to have some time while he was dead. He gave Lazarus time. And when Mary was come where Jesus was, she fell down and said, if you'd been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, they came with her and groaned in the spirit and was troubled. And said, where have you laid him? And then when Jesus came to see, the most famous verse in the Bible and the shortest, verse 35, Jesus wept. Behold, said the Jews, behold how he loved him. I believe with all of my heart that Jesus loved Lazarus, but I believe he wept for the wholeness of the group, that he wept for all of the Jews, and that he had such a love for Lazarus and cared about him, but he wept for all of the Jews. I'm sorry for my slow reading. This page jumps when I look at it. Jesus went to the tomb. And he saith unto her, unto Martha, said I not unto thee that thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? And I'm going to stop there reading. The stone was rolled away. Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. This is one of the several miracles in the Bible where Jesus raised someone that was dead. but all of this done for the glory of God. Jesus spoke to Peter's mother-in-law and got her out of the sick bed. Peter spoke to Lazarus and got him out of the tomb. And when Jesus speaks, whatever he speaks comes to pass. And he's able to work miracle after miracle. Jesus said to many people, take up your bed and walk. Jesus said to many people, your eyes are open. And he healed blind eyes. We don't have many that are mute today that can't speak. Some is probably needed. There's sometimes more talking going on than should be. And deaf ears. But science has made great advances in these things. Brother Skip was just with us, and he's done great things with eyes and cancer. So we're thankful for that God has given him that ministry, and thankful for everyone that God heals, because Jesus can speak the word and things change for who he's praying over, who he's reaching out to. And he can do the same thing today. We don't have to wait when Jesus speaks. And I'm so thankful for that. I want us to know, no matter what happens to any individual, Christ is the answer. And he's able to reach to our situation and minister to us, even today. The Lord is merciful. I want to pray to wrap this message up. Father God, we thank you for your spirit. We thank you for your power. We pray, Lord, that you bless everyone sitting here. We need you. We desperately need you in every part of our life. I pray that you help and that you encourage and strengthen. And Lord, that we yield to your spirit, that we yield to your power. We need you. Bless each and every one who is sitting here today. Lord, we lean upon you. We need you today. I pray, Lord, that you will do amazing things in this service and in services to come. I give you all the praise. In your holy name, amen. I'm going to turn the service back over to Donnie. Thank you for your patience. God bless you.
As we said earlier on, we're going to pray now. We're going to ask that if you can, you come up to the front, because we're going to pray together. We have a bunch of requests here on this altar, and we're going to pray for Dad as well. And for any other requests that anyone has, we have some we know of already. We have brother and sister, Don Cross and Sharon Lyle. We want to continue to remember Don in prayer. He's been out of the services since, I believe, maybe March, after his open heart surgery. We want to lift him up in prayer, and Sharon as well. And as I said earlier, Becky and Sister Watson aren't with us this morning. They're both sick, so we want to remember them in prayer as well. Does anyone else have any requests this morning that would like prayer about? We want to continue to pray for Ellie, for God just to unleash her speech, just as he saved her life and gave her the ability to walk and run and play and be happy. We want her to continue in that miracle trend. Are there any other requests? Let's remember Bob, yes. Matt, your brothers.
One just lost his leg, and now Jim, his brother's got a blister on his foot. One of their legs. It's not looking real good for his foot.
Okay. Let's take these needs before the Lord now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we just pray for Christy's job situation, God, that you move in that situation, Heavenly Father, that you give her opportunities, Lord God. Give her opportunities. As Joyce said, Lord Jesus, the traveling that everyone's going to be doing quite soon, Jesus, and I know Joyce, God, has asked for blessings for work as well, Lord. We just pray that you bring her opportunity as well, Lord God, and Matt's brothers, God, that you just do healing works in their bodies, God, in their legs and their feet, Lord Jesus, that you just intervene, Lord God. He's seen things get pretty bad. And we just pray that you come in, Lord God, and just stop things where they are. Reverse, Lord God, any the diabetic, Lord God, deterioration, amputations, Lord God. We just pray that you move in healing and strengthening, Heavenly Father. We pray for Janie's husband, Bob, Lord, in his back, that you do a healing work in his back, Heavenly Father. Do a healing work there, Lord Jesus. Heal him, Lord God, of everything that he's facing, and show him that you are mighty and able to take care of him. For your glory, Heavenly Father, we pray for Brother Don Cross, that you bring him strength. We continue to pray for him, for healing, Lord God, and Sharon as she's taking care of him. That you strengthen her as well to bring them back into the body, Lord. We've not seen them in many, many months, Lord God, but we want to see them in the seats again, back here among us, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, we seek you for this church, Lord Jesus. We seek you for your will in this church, mighty God. For your direction for this church, Lord God. We want to be ready and willing and able, Lord, to minister to the lost, to love the lonely, Heavenly Father, to receive and pray for healing for the sick and see miracles amongst us, Heavenly Father, by your power and for your glory, Lord God. We pray for Brother Henry this morning, that you lift him up in strength as well, Lord God, that you work age reversal in his body, Lord God. Turning back the time, Lord God, giving him strength, giving him clarity, Lord God. In your holy name, he is a blessed pillar of the church. We just pray that you anoint him with healing today. We pray for Sister Watson and Becky today, who aren't able to be here with us, God, who have been so faithful but are sick, Lord, that you heal their bodies, Lord, that you attend to them in their sickness, minister to them in their sickness, Lord God, and nurse them, God, back to health, to bring them back into the body again. Father God, we pray for these requests that we have here on this altar, Lord God. God. Requests submitted over the course of this year, some new, some older, some related to folks that are here with us, and some related to folks who've just come and not been able to join us again. But we ask, Lord God, your anointing over these requests. We ask, Heavenly Father, you know each one, you know each need. And we just pray that we can begin to pull these notes off of the altar one by one as you minister to these needs, mighty God. That we can just start to see your miracles move in these people's lives, in each one. Some in the body here, some friends and family and loved ones, Lord God. And we just pray that you move in miracles in each one. You know the needs, Heavenly Father. You know the needs. We don't have to name each and every one. You know them, and you are fully able, Heavenly Father, to minister to those needs today. Mighty God, we pray for Silas, the young 3-year-old boy with cancer, God, that you move in his body, that you move in healing again in his body, Lord God. We pray for Ellie, Lord God, that you open up speech to her, Lord God, completely and fully, Lord God, holding nothing back. We thank you for the miracle that she represents, and just pray that you continue to be with her, Lord God, continue to helping her, Lord God, improve bit by bit, until she is just fully restored, Heavenly Father. And just pray a blessing over her life. And the encouragement she's going to need in the future, Heavenly Father, and her family, Lord Jesus. And we pray for Dad today, Heavenly Father. If I'd been told last week that he'd be in church this week, I don't know if I'd believe it. He's home from the hospital, Lord, in the care of family and the hospice nurses. And the doctors have said they're done. The doctors have said the medicine is done. They've completed anything that they ever intended to do and said it's no good. There's no more that they can do. And we know, Lord God, that you are a God of salvation, of eternal hope, and the dad's soul is sealed. And as just in the stories he read, the lady said, yes, we know. We know that Lazarus, Lord, he'll be okay. In eternity, he'll be okay. And Jesus said, I'm the life and the resurrection now. Not just in eternity, but in this life. And he raised him from the dead. And as you've spoken in this church, that we can look to you to move, that we can hope and trust in you, that you go before us and you go behind us, that the enemy would not prevail and that you would not be mocked. Those specific words. Look to you and you would move. We know in the eternal sense that those words ring true. We know that victory is yours. We know that the work has been done on Calvary. That you died once for our sins for all eternity. And for our healing for all eternity. We understand that. We understand, Lord God, that we have our souls sealed in you, written, names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know where our eternity lies, and we know where Dad's eternity lies, Lord God, but we also know you are the God of the resurrection and healing now. We also know that your miracles flow in this life, and that as we hear those words spoken in tongues and interpreted in this church, look to you and you will move. You go before us and behind us. God will not be mocked and the enemy will not prevail. So we still believe in you, for you to move now, Lord Jesus. We still believe for your healing in this life for Dad. Because you're a God of miracles. You're a God of miracles. You've already won victory over the grave. You've paid the price for our salvation and healing. It's already been done. The work's already been done. And it was just a word from you. Roll the stone away and Lazarus come forth. And the healing was done. So we pray this morning for Dad, Heavenly Father, that you restore his voice. That you restore what's been taken, Heavenly Father. We understand it's cancer. We understand that the doctors don't have a cure. We understand that they've done all the medicine can do. They've worked very hard. They've tried everything they can do for 9 months. And it's been hard. It's been very hard. Unbelievable what he's been through. Chemotherapy, a back surgery, spinal surgery, unable to walk for months upon months. And as we said last week, we know what it is. We see what it is, and we don't deny what we see, what the doctor said, or the magnitude of the challenge. But we simply serve a God of miracles. Trust in you and to put our hope in you. So we may be discouraged by what we see, and we understand the magnitude of it, but it is not beyond you. It is not beyond you. So we trust in you, God. We keep our eyes fixed on you, Jesus. For Dad, for each of these needs that we've brought before you. our loved ones who are sick, our family and friends who need work, salvation, protection, comfort. We look to you to move, to go before us and behind us, to clear the path and protect us from behind. For this church, for the kingdom purpose of this church, in this community, we look to you. You are our source and sustenance. We thank you for each one who's able to be with us this morning today. We thank you for your presence and anointing here this morning, God. We asked you to be here, and you're here. Trust all things to you. However difficult the circumstances appear, ah, Lord God, thou hast made the heavens and the earth by thy great power, spoke it into existence. Nothing is too difficult for thee. Nothing in our lives is too difficult for thee. We love you and lift you up. We thank you for being here with us today, Lord God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your holy name. God, bring the miracles. Lord, bring the healings, Jesus. Thanks and praise this morning. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Lord, we pray that you go with each and every one of us this week, Lord God. Your blessings be upon us, Heavenly Father. We pray that you bring each one who can back next week, Lord Jesus, and that you bless each one as we go. In your holy name we pray, Jesus. Amen.